Welcome to Blind Spot. On tonight's program, we are proud to present 50 states in 50 minutes, with 30 seconds for Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, respectively, and maybe Canada if we have time left over at the end. Featuring the talents of Brian Taylor, John Wanzel, Sonia Yoon, Peter Rosenblum, Jacob Christopher, Paul Dickinson, Eric S. Humphrey, Wendy Joe, Ben Tischer, Philip Bonzweck, and myself, I'm Jenny Walters. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the program and the people that work each week to produce it, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will also find pictures and MP3s of past shows, as well as information about future shows. I've roamed and rambled, and I've followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding, "This land was made for you and me." In the squares of the city, in the shadow of the steeple, near the relief office, I see my people, and some are a-grumbling, and some are a-wondering, if this land's still made for you and me. And now, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University, WLUW 88.7 Chicago, is proud to present Blind Spot's presentation of 50 States in 50 Minutes, a radio road trip through each state in the country in the order of their entry into the Union, 1 minute at a time. So let's begin. Delaware. Hi, Krista, are you there? Well, we had someone in Delaware lined up to talk to us, a person who actually lived there. But she seems to not be there. There's panic in the control room. People are running around.
Krista? Hey, Krista, you there? Go ahead.
Krista, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what I know about Delaware. This is what Krista relayed to me. Valerie Bertinelli actually lives in Delaware. It was also the first state in the Union. And what else? Oh, it touches Maryland.
It does.
And it doesn't touch New Jersey, though.
I don't think so.
But it's close to New Jersey.
I can't even imagine what shape that state is at all.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's been about a minute. Let's move on. The next state, Pennsylvania.
I spent my honeymoon in Pennsylvania, actually. We went there to see two Cubs games against the beloved Pirates, as they would say in Pittsburgh. And it was they got a really nice ballpark, I got to tell you. My uncle lives there. It's a pretty state. Pittsburgh's a pretty town. I know that Rick Santorum's a senator from there.
Oh no.
Oh, I love it when we have technical difficulties. It's so great. Are we skipping Pennsylvania?
That was Keystone State Gold.
I just want to apologize to the Blind Spot listeners. We are having technical difficulties. All right.
I
hesitate to move on to the next state because I don't think they're going to have that one either.
Well, you know what?
But
well, you got New Jersey.
Have faith. New Jersey.
But it's recorded.
That's right. True.
And so, in there lies our problem. I know that Frank Trachtenberg is a senator.
Oh, that's interesting. Eric,
stand by for an important. Stand by for an important message from the government.
Senator Rick Santorum just wants people to be able to have sex with whatever person, persons, or object moves them.
He's making a difference all across Pennsylvania.
You know, that's running the post pattern when you should have run a screen.
Sexual deviants are the largest demographic in this country.
Senator Rick Santorum, thank you for doing what you're doing for our men and women.
Senator Rick Santorum, Republican. Pennsylvania, advocate of extreme sexual deviancy in all its forms.
I'm sure you couldn't. The same could be said when Philadelphia in 1770.
He's touched lives.
Santorum. Santorum is the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex. As in, we had a great time, but we got Santorum all over the sheets.
A time of joy, not fear.
New Jersey.
It was the most terrifying day of my life. The blackout of 2003, as experienced in Parsippany, New Jersey. Right before we were going to a bachelor party, a so-called bachelor party, and there wasn't electricity where we were going, but there was electricity where we were. How is something like this possible? It was absolutely horrifying. Harrowing.
Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia. Georgia.
Georgia, 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 Georgia,
Connecticut.
All right, this is everything I know about Connecticut. They say it's the Constitution State. Letterman lives there. My least favorite senator is from there. All the big lighters are made there. It's more than just a suburb of New York, but I'm not sure what it is. It has a state insect, but I'm not sure about that either. I think it might be some type of mantis. The band Steam is from there, as is NRBQ, I think. People go there to antique. The University of Connecticut is there. Hartford has insurance companies. They live in constant fear of naval bases closing. Oh, I don't know if it's constant. Letterman lives. Oh, yeah, I said that one. It's a favorite place of the mob. It has a state song. It's Yankee Doodle, but it should be Na 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 Na, Kiss Him Goodbye.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Unemployment rate 4.9%. Population of the state 6,416,505. 23% are 18 and younger, 13% are 65 or older. The average population that is able to work is then around 36%. And that number of people who could be working but aren't is 316,050.
Maryland.
An animal, and I still have no idea what kind of animal it was, a wild animal of some sort, came through the yard and picked up the squeaky toy, and you heard it go, and then you heard, and it was like nonstop for about 20 minutes, and Sprocket went nuts, because she could hear somebody else playing with her toy at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then we heard the squeaky toy stop, and then it started again about 15 minutes later, and then we heard it travel for about a 2-block radius in the distance, going and then way in the distance, and then when I thought everything was over, about 5 o'clock in the morning, it came back again closer to the house, so I heard this and Sprocket went nuts again. So we have no idea what kind of animal got the squeaky toy, but it's a round ball with feet on it, and it was bright orange.
South Carolina.
Before you go any further, I'd just like to say I don't really know what to say. I do know that I believe that Dawson's Creek may have been filmed there, but I'm not sure. But Joey really was the best. I really don't understand why there isn't more Joey on TV. Of course, from Dawson Creek and not from the TV show, Joey, because that's just obscene. That show hopefully was actually canceled, and not just pretend canceled, because I hate when they pretend cancel the shows. It's just no fair. So I want more Joey on TV, and I wish she'd stop screwing Tom Cruise, because that's just disgusting. He's disgusting, I say, disgusting. So that's what I know about South Carolina. It's great.
New Hampshire.
I've thought long and hard about what to say about New Hampshire. It's difficult because I've never been to New Hampshire. I thought about maybe a bio of TV President Jeb Bartlett, but I couldn't find one on the internets. And I thought about maybe talking about the primaries, you know, how McCarthy coming out of nowhere in 68 with write-in votes only, or Buchanan in 92, or McCain in 2000, but then I thought I really don't have time to talk about the subtle electoral nuances of this state. Then I thought I'd talk about maybe, you know, the editor of that Manchester paper, because he may just be one of the most powerful men you've never heard of, but who really cares? Because I realized that the only thing that I should be talking about is the state motto. It's the boss of all mottos. State, corporate, or otherwise, I give you live free or die. That's right. Live free or die.
Virginia.
Virginia. Virginia. It's a place I've never been, but I'd like to go sometime soon. Virginia, Virginia, not north or south or west or east, but plain old Virginia, 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 it's a place for me, Virginia, Virginia, Virginia. Virginia, 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 Virginia.
New York.
Fortune 555, offer back. vacuum cleaner, Upper East Side, Zip 2021. Functioning Hoover vacuum cleaner, about 3 to 4 years old, is medium-sized, stands upright, and has a cleanable, reusable bag inside. It also has an extra port to vacuum small corners and small areas. 42556. Offer, set of votives and bachelorette party items, Queens, 11415. A set of 8 clear votive holders, new and packaged. A few items for a bachelorette party, veil, not the kind you would walk down the aisle with. Tiara, comb on one side fell off, but it can easily be put back together. A small box of phallic peppermint gum. Hi, I'm the bride-to-be. Hang around the next time. A wheel of passion and a spin pin. Pick up after 6 p.m., please. 42557, offer, wooden ladders, old. Also offering metal pipes. I have lots of old wooden ladders. Usable condition. Some are rickety, some are not, but all can be used. Come and pick up one, or all of them. Located at First Avenue between 87th and 88th Streets in Manhattan. I also have lots of old pipes, if anyone is interested.
North Carolina.
Well, I was born in Catawba County, and I grew up on a farm, and we just had a small farm, and then we tended my relatives, some of their land. We didn't have enough land to buy. My dad did enough, so we were sharecroppers.
Three times.
My aunt.
Did he own some land?
Yes, he had about 11 acres.
Rhode Island.
Oh, Roger Williams would be proud to see his colony. So don't sell short this precious port. Rhode Island's it for me.
I'm working hard for those matters about which your listeners care so much. Federal help for the high cost of nursing home care. Providing funds for decent housing. Preserving parks and open spaces for future generations to enjoy, and keeping America and Rhode Island prosperous with plenty of good jobs. And finally, we all want a strong America, an America that can preserve our freedom. That's what all of us who served in the military forces of our country fought for. And I want to thank each of the listeners also for the fine support each of you have given me as we've worked together for so many years.
Vermont.
Once there was a horse named Johnny Vermont. He was a tall horse. He was a strong horse. Johnny Vermont was a Morgan horse that loved green hills, sugar maple trees, and red clovers that taste so good in his tummy. But Johnny Vermont lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a place that had no green hills, no sugar maple trees, and no red clovers for him to eat all day. So he moved out of his parents' basement where he knew he didn't belong, and set out on a journey to find a place that had these things that he loved so dearly. He walked all along the countryside and came upon a place called Oskaloosa, Iowa, where he met a monarch butterfly named Joseph. Joseph showed him many sugar maple trees and many rolling hills, but they could find no red clovers. So Johnny Vermont and Joseph Oskaloosa moved on and met a bird named Herman the Hermit Thrush, who lived in Houston, Texas. Herman the Hermit Thrush showed them many red clovers, many sugar maple trees, but no rolling hills. So Johnny Vermont took Herman and Joseph Oskaloosa, and they moved east for many long weeks and months. Eventually, they found a place in between New York and New Hampshire that had many rolling hills, thousands of red clovers, and hundreds of maple trees. They settled down together in an apartment and called it Vermont.
Kentucky.
Old Grumble is dead and laid in his grave. Ah, 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 and laid in his grave. There grew a ripe apple tree close by his head. Close by his head. The apples were ripe and ready to fall. And ready to fall. There came an old woman to gather them all. To gather them all. Up jumped old Grumble and gave her a knock. And gave her a knock, which made the old woman go hippity-hop. Go hippity-hop. She hippity-hop to Mulberry Hill. To Mulberry Hill. And there she sat down to make her will. To make her will. The old gray mare to Johnny Cuckoo, to Johnny Cuckoo. The bridle and saddle be laid on the shelf,
Tennessee.
Listen, I saw the Batmobile in front of the Grand Ole Opry. Not the new Grand Ole Opry that's more strip mall than national icon, but this was the real deal, baby. There was about a crowd of about 50 old people. I knew they were old because all the women had blue hair and all the men had fanny packs. They might have been part of a tour, but those details have always remained a mystery to me. I walked over, not too quick. I didn't want to draw any attention to myself as this was part of my paranoid years. And when I got closer to it, I saw what the hubbub was all about and I was truly amazed. There was the object of my 8-year-old fantasies, the Batmobile, and not that psychedelic curvy car from the first couple of movies, or that neon lowrider model in the later movies, and Batman Begins didn't even exist yet, so it of course wasn't a tank. It was the classic Batman from the TV series, Batmobile. I pushed my way to the front of the car, hoping to lean over and see if Adam West's butt groove was still there. Alas, I could never really get that close. I was distracted by every single old person complaining that they didn't know what this car was from. It's like they'd never seen the Bat logo before, never even watched TV. It was just so disheartening. I wasn't about to let some clueless old farts ruin my Batmobile, or should I say, our Batmobile.
Ohio.
Known as the birthplace of aviation, Ohio is home to 24 American astronauts. Why so many? The Midwestern work ethic and an exemplary public school system.
A useful analogy would be if you had a loaf of raisin bread and it was rising in the oven and it was getting bigger and doubling every so often, you yourself were just a raisin in the middle of the raisin bread. Well, that's us, in the middle of the Milky Way. The other galaxies are the other raisins, and so this loaf is expanding, and all the other raisins appear to be rushing away from us.
John Glenn, Neil Armstrong, throw the whole goddamn state of Ohio at it. The Russians still beat you to it.
Louisiana.
Researchers at Caltech recently completed an extensive 18-year study of what it means to be a southern state. And they came to an interesting conclusion, and you can find all of this data on the Caltech website, which is that there is, in fact, only one southern state. Some states were removed for very obvious reasons. North Carolina has the word North in the name. Can't be a southern state. Florida, clearly not a southern state because it's just retirees. Has a beach. Southern states don't have beaches. They also don't have mountains. Those are Appalachian states. They don't get significant snowfall like Arkansas. Alabama, Mississippi, again, beaches. What they discovered is that the only true southern state is, in fact, Louisiana. Everyone else is just a fraud, is just pretending, or is just looking for a reason to be inbred. Louisiana, the only true southern state.
Indiana.
Hi, I'm from Indiana, and I want to tell you about someone that I call Mr. Indiana. You might know him as John Mellencamp, or as I like to call him, the Coug. You know, he does live just down the road from me. In fact, he makes it the Coug World Headquarters there. You could probably guess that his mansion, which is called the Maison Rose, has a recording studio and a trampoline, like most rock star mansions, but you probably didn't know about his sorghum research lab or the Covered Bridge Historical Photo Archive and Preservation Center. Okay, sure. As a Hoosier, I'm a little soft on the Coug, but it's not like I buy his albums. It's just I took the tour in school, my junior year of high school. And, oh, Sure, I have put his name in nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize, but that's just because if Bono gets on the list, why not the Coug? And I'm sure it was only a couple of times. And, well, there was that brief time in the mid to early 90s that since he'd gone back to his original name, I picked up the torch and answered the call. I took his pseudonym. I referred to myself, both personally and professionally, as John Cougar Humphrey. Those were lonely, lonely years, let me tell you.
Mississippi.
Hi, Phil Von Zweck here. I just wanted to take a second here in the middle, sort of our program, looking at the 50 states between Indiana and Illinois, for just a little personal message. I don't know how many of you know this, but I was raised in Louisiana. Not born there, but lived there from 4 until 18. And, you know, there are a lot of embarrassing things, crappy things about Louisiana. David Duke, Edwin Edwards getting elected governor while on trial, Harry Connick Jr., you know, not a lot of money for education or infrastructure. And it makes it difficult sometimes to be from Louisiana. But there's one really good thing, and that is that we're next door to Mississippi, who is always, always number 50th. And so because of Mississippi, we don't feel like complete losers. So I just want to thank Mississippi for being the crappiest state in the country.
Illinois.
You see, I have a certain affinity towards President Lincoln. It's true. The man of Illinois, the rail splitter, the first president from the Republican Party, albeit it's a different Republican Party, but I have this certain affinity towards him. I have probably 20 or so books written about him. His letters from to Mary Todd when he was on the road, a nice plate with his face, about 27 photocopies of different pictures that were taken of him, and of course, a knife bearing his face. Yes, a knife. It's very beautiful. President Lincoln, Illinois.
Alabama.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar where the skies are so blue and the governor's true. Alabama, get away. The only way to please me, turn around and leave and walk away. Well, show me the way to the next little girl. Oh, don't ask why, Lordy. Does your conscience bother you? Tell the truth. Reason those poor little girls love him? Promise them anything. Alabama, get away. Oh, the moon of Alabama. We now must say goodbye. Lord, I'm coming home to you. Yeah, yeah, Montgomery's got the answer. We've lost our good old mama. We must have whiskey. Oh, you know why. 32 teeth in a jawbone. Alabama's crying for none. Before I have to hit him, I hope he's got the sense to run. For if we don't find the next girl, I'll tell you we must die. Oh, don't ask why. Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin. Why don't you just give Alabama enough rope to hang himself? Oh, moon of Alabama. We must say goodbye.
Maine.
Mort stood in the doorway, hands in the pockets of his khaki pants, looking at it. He knew that craziness wasn't catching, except maybe in cases of prolonged exposure, he supposed, but he still didn't want to touch the damn thing. He supposed he would have to, though. He didn't know just how long he would have to be here. A day, a week, a month, a year all looked equally possible at this point. But he just couldn't let the thing sit there. And worse, Greg would probably assume it was Mort's. And that would entail more explanation than the whole thing was even worth.
Missouri. Jenny here. I was born and bred, born and raised in Missouri, and proud of it, and let me tell you why. Missouri would rather elect a dead man than have Ashcroft make it into the Senate.
Woo-hoo.
That makes me proud. And in fitting tribute, the Blind Spot Chorus will now sing a live rendition of the Missouri Waltz without ever having heard the song before.
Hush-a-bye, my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while your mommy hums a tune. The sand is calling, the shadows are falling, the soft breeze is shining.
Arkansas.
The following things are things I don't care about. Arkansas Democratic Gazette, University of Arkansas, Arkansas Department of Corrections, Hot Spring, Arkansas, Arkansas State University, Arkansas Map, Arkansas Department of Education, Arkansas Newspaper, State of Arkansas, Arkansas Razorbacks, Arkansas Jobs, University of Central Arkansas, Northwestern Arkansas Time, Arkansas Game and Fish, Arkansas Tech University, Little Rock, Arkansas, Arkansas Real Estate, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, Arkansas State Parks, Arkansas, Secretary of State, Arkansas University, Fayette, Arkansas, Arkansas Medicaid, Arkansas Department of Health, Arkansas Federal Credit Union, Arkansas College, Washington County, Arkansas, Miss Arkansas Pageant Forum, Arkansas Activities Association, Arkansas State Board of Nursing, Arkansas Employment Security Division, Northwest Arkansas Community College, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Arkansas Basketball Central, Arkansas Library System, Benton County, Arkansas. Thank you very much for listening.
Michigan.
It was when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I was going to deliver something to a babysitter across the street and down a few houses. So I get on my bike and I ride over, drop it at the door, and I'm walking back down to get on my bike, and my shoelace, of course, gets caught on the chain just as a gigantic hunting dog of this, my babysitter's dog, is coming running out from the garage, and it's this big, like, white and brown, fluffy thing, and it's doing this thing, you know, that hunting dogs like to do. And then, and it jumps up and bites me in the back, and then runs back to the garage, and I drive home crying. And of course, there were a lot of Cujo jokes afterwards, and that was really hilarious. I loved it. It's still funny.
Florida.
I was born in Florida, and then 30 years later, read this E.L. Doctorow book. What's the name?
Okay, yeah, it's called
The Book of Daniel. I read the Book of Daniel, and they go to Auschwitz. It's got Disney, and so I loaned it to John because John was obsessed with Disney for a while, and then he never returned it. And that's most of what I've got to say about Florida. I was trying to think of an advertising campaign for Florida. You know, like, we've got Auschwitz, we've got the president's brother as a governor, or Florida, come here to die. But I don't know. I don't feel like this Florida segment's going real well. I'm going to stop it here.
Texas.
An open letter to Texas from the other 49 states. Texas, you are no longer wanted here. We've gotten together. We've talked about it. We've looked at the things that you've done to and for and against this country. You killed Daniel Boone. We liked Daniel Boone. You gave us George W. Bush. You gave us Vanilla Ice. I know he claims Miami, but he was from Dallas. We're gonna have to let you go. And we're not saying that you have to go out on your own, although you've acted like you're your own country forever anyhow. If you want, we can give you to Mexico. And then you can rule them with an iron fist. and maybe implement torture. Texas, it's been great knowing you, but goodbye.
Iowa.
Hey, who wants some corn?
Man, I love corn.
Yeah, corn's the best.
Man, I can eat corn like every day.
Oh, me too.
Every meal.
Oh, me too.
You know what else I like? Pigs.
Oh, yeah. I could eat pigs all the time.
Yeah, man. Nothing's better than pigs.
But you know what's better than pigs?
What?
Pigs covered in corn.
Mm, yeah, cream corn. So where's this corn?
What?
I thought you had some corn.
Oh, I did have some corn, but I fed it to the pigs. Yeah, what a crazy state we live in.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go shoot some guns?
Nah, I just got done shooting guns, but we could go get my truck and tear ass down the dirt roads.
Yeah!
Woo! Woo! But hey, let's get some beer first.
Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm from out of town. Where can I get some of that famous Wisconsin cheese I've heard so much about?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, the cheese. Where's the cheese?
Cheese?
Yes.
There's no cheese in Wisconsin.
What do you mean?
We ate it all.
What?
Yeah, we ate it all. There's none left.
Really?
Yeah, it happens. You know, sometimes you just need to eat a lot of cheese, like all the cheese in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh.
But don't worry. There's a lot of things you can do in Wisconsin. There's,
That's okay. I really just wanted some cheese.
No. We've really got stuff to do here that's great. Like, there's camping, fishing. You could go to the Dells. You could boat on the lake. The House on the Rock. And you could go to the Circus World Museum or to Phillips Concrete Park. You could catch a Packers game or you could
well,
go...
Wow, that sounds like more fun than I even want to ever have. But I think I might just go read a book or something. Thanks anyway.
California.
Okay, Eric here. We're going to try to contact my flaky friend in California. John, are we dialing? Okay, I can barely hear it ringing. Yeah, there it is. He just moved out there and... You know, he's always been kind of flaky, but I thought that it, you know, he might actually be kind of together compared to California, but I'm not really, it doesn't really look like it. I bet you he's already gotten some earth shoes.
I think everybody from California is pretty flaky.
Because he knew he was supposed to be on the radar tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 He committed to it in advance and said, I will be home when you call me.
Oh, yeah.
In California. To be on the radio.
Yep.
He's probably like hanging out with some movie stars or something right now. Just forgotten about you altogether.
Probably just some Christian hippies. Yeah, I don't think it's flaky.
Minnesota. Oregon.
But there is a shameless threat in our environment and into the whole quality of our life, and that is the unfettered despoiling of our land. Sagebrush subdivisions, coastal condominia, and the ravenous rampage of suburbia here in the Willamette Valley all threaten to mark Oregon's status as the environmental model of this nation. We're dismayed that we have not stopped.
This is
which is our most valuable
flight. About as deliberately self-defeating as anything has ever been in history.
Disrespect for sound
most of the people I think involved in this realize that there's nothing to be gained.
Because less than a month ago, for example,
every time you try to lay your hands on something and get hold of it, that you've sold yourself down the river. It's a lie. The first prankster rule is that nothing lasts. And if you start there and really believe that nothing lasts.
Kansas. West Virginia.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic,
7 or 8 years
which
old,
made
had a little bowl
sanitary
mayor. That we made
the goose's owner,
out of
lead. Mary Harrison,
and
kept calling.
So,
this
is a story about I got first time I had called
those, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name.
Comma
was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah
when I was becoming
age, a lot of money, they call it big money. So I went into coal mines.
Nevada.
Okay, here are the 6 things you need to know when getting married in Vegas and you don't want to break the bank. Number 1, do not go to a chapel. They may advertise that it's the cheapest way to get hitched, but frankly, they lie. They say things like it's no charge for the minister, but the minister tells you that you must make a donation of whatever you think they deserve. I got the impression that if I gave him what I wanted to, a dollar, it wouldn't fly. 2, when it comes to the license, believe no one. Anything that anybody tells you, unless they work inside the courthouse. The license costs $55. It took us about 20 minutes to get her done. And there are people like packs of roving dogs hired by the chapels to pounce if you look like you don't know what you're doing. Thirdly, the Justice of the Peace is not in the same building as the license office. It's 2 blocks down the street. It's $45 to get married. The whole transaction, $105 total. 4, at the Justice of the Peace, you will need a witness. If you don't have a witness, you don't want to pay a homeless guy to do it. You just get the security guard to do it. His name's Ed Bell.
Nebraska. Colorado.
Yo, Colorado in the mother loving house. Yo. I was skiing down the mountain just the other day when a homie said to me, I got to get it straight. It's not just a state, but a state of mind. Colorado keeps it rocking with the funky brush bass line. Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights. It's Colorado. To the extreme, I'm going whitewater rafting, chopping some wood, and smoking weed in the cabin. The Nuggets. In the Broncos and the Rockies, take you up to Denver for some avalanche hockey. I've never been in a kayak, but I'd be lying if I told you Colorado's whack. We got we got ladies in the ski lodge getting on, and they ain't leaving till the snow's all gone. We got style, and we got grace. Take you up to Aspen, it's a beautiful place. So let's hop on the lift and slide down the slope. Stay in school and stay away from the dope. Go Denver, go Aspen, go everybody. Get your boots on. Build a snowman. Eat some apple pie. Brush your teeth in. Comb your hair in. Don't forget to close the windows, because it's cold outside in Colorado.
North Dakota. I think we have Tony on the line. Do we have Tony on the line?
Ready?
Yeah, Tony. You're from North Dakota, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tony.
Well, many times you'll find North Dakota and North Dakotans.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, so you'll find North Dakota and North Dakotans many times being the punching bag of American jokes.
I screwed up.
Hello?
I don't think we have Tony.
Well, I can hear Tony. Hello?
Hey, Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You said yes.
Okay. Well, that was Tony from North Dakota.
I can hear him.
Oh, whatever. South Dakota.
Total population, 818. Square miles, 2.02. Population per square mile, 404.23. Gender, male, 385. Female, 433. Age, 15 or younger, 175. 16 to 24, 102. 25 to 44, 168. 45 to 64, 225. And 65 and above, 148. Average age in years, 39.69. Race and ethnicity, white, 748, black or African American, 2, American Indian and Alaskan Native, 50, Asian, 1, Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islander, 4, some other race, 2, 2 or more races, 6, 11, Hispanic or Latino, 6.
Montana. Washington.
July 4th, 1998. Seattle. It's 48 degrees and raining. The insomnia has gotten so bad even Ambien won't knock me out. I sleep on the floor of my walk-in closet, door closed with earplugs, and I still can hear the buses outside my window. I commute to work across a floating bridge. Sometimes if there's an accident, traffic will come to a stop. Last time I had to pee so bad, I began to panic. I'm trapped in a giant kayak surrounded by water lapping at me, mocking my bladder. I try to find Bill Gates' house. I'm pretty sure this is the worst year of my life. It's 1998 and I've come too late. No one I meet is actually from Washington. Everyone has only lived here a couple of years but has no interest in making friends. It's official. I'm clinically depressed. Tacoma is named the number one city for suicides. Seattle's beautiful, and horribly gray on gray on gray every day. My landlord's nuts, and I'm pretty sure he might try to kill me, so I have an escape route planned. Seattle is a wonderful city. Progressive, and there's lots of water. Lots of bad glass art, too. And I never want to go back.
Idaho.
Thank you.
Wyoming.
Following is from Wyoming's favorite daughter, Lynn Cheney, speaking at the RNC 2004. It is such an amazing thing to stand here before you. It was only 8 days ago that I embarked on this campaign with Dick, and the enormity of the honor you have bestowed upon Dick is still sinking in. It is such a proud moment for Dick's family. My task tonight is to introduce Dick, and I could start with Dick's resume. Dick's children also learned the art of fly fishing from Dick. Dick loves the streams and rivers of this great country, and Dick has passed that love on to them. Indeed, I would say one of the keys to understanding Dick is to understand Dick's fly fishing. Dick and I have been married almost 36 years, and I'll tell you it has never been boring.
Utah.
During the Mesozoic era, many types of dinosaurs lived in the eastern and southern parts of what is now known as Utah. Their fossilized remains are still being discovered and unearthed. Ancient Pueblo cultures known as the Azaria and Fremont Indians had an agricultural lifestyle in southern Utah from about 1 AD to 3000 AD. Utes and Navajos lived across what is now Utah for centuries before the arrival of explorers, mountain men, and pioneers. While residents of the eastern United States were declaring independence from England, Catholic Spanish explorers and Mexican traders drew maps and kept journals documenting Utah's terrain and the native people, as well as plants and animals.
Oklahoma. New Mexico.
Category, New Mexico gun laws. Question one, is there a waiting period on gun sales? Are handgun buyers required to complete safety training? Is it required that you register all your guns with law enforcement? Are background checks required at gun shows? Do state police officers and federal NICS perform a background check? Is it mandatory that locking devices be sold with guns? Is a license or permit required to buy handguns? Are background checks required on private gun sales? Are there any restrictions regarding minors possessing guns? May the police limit carrying concealed handguns? The answers to these questions are easy. They are all no, except for number 9. Thank you for taking the quiz.
Arizona.
I almost played video games, but there was this pretty girl made up like a rhinestone cowgirl and her girlfriend who was dressed like a dude. And she thought that I had designs on her cowgirlfriend, so she shot box knives at me through her eyes. I didn't really mean to stare, but if you're dressed up as a rhinestone cowgirl playing the Golden Tee golf game, I'm going to stare. Anyway, I decided that the video games were out, and then next thing I knew, I found myself in front of the main entrance. I realized that there was one question. I've always wondered about Arizona, and when was I going to get a better opportunity to find out for myself? I walked through the sliding doors, digging about 5 steps into the Arizona sun. Standing there for a moment, I nodded to myself. I said, yep, it's a dry heat. I turned around, walked back into the terminal and back to my plane. Every once in a while, a thing... Yeah, I think about going back, but what's the point, you know?
Alaska. Hawaii. Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, go.
Brian, why should Puerto Rico be a state?
I don't think it should.
Oh, I think it should. They pay taxes and they don't have representation in Congress.
I don't know. I think they should just be their own independent country. I mean, what does free association mean? It's ridiculous.
I don't know. Okay. I think D.C. should be a state because...
Yeah, why?
Because Congress deals with potholes for them.
Right.
Time.
You've been listening to Blindspot. 50 States in 50 Minutes, featuring the talents of Philip Von Zweck, Brian Taylor, John Wanzel, Sonia Yoon, Peter Rosenblum, Jacob Christopher, Jenny Walters, Paul Dickinson, Eric S. Humphrey, Wendy Joe, and Ben Tischer. Tonight's program was engineered by Philip Von Zweck and John Wanzel and produced by myself, I'm Jenny Walters. Each week, Blindspot presents a unique live radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the program and the people that work each week to produce it, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will also find pictures and MP3s of past shows, as well as information about future shows. Tune in next week at 10 o'clock when Blindspot presents Shotgun News. Join the Shotgun News team as they target and translate the McLaughlin Group, Toxic Dark Matter, Botox Room Deodorizers, Shoddy Wordplay, and Terror Cells in Linkin Park. Also, upcoming on February 26th, Blindspot teams up with the U.S. Postal Service for a program inspired by our beloved fans. Are you tired of Blindspot and all its yip-yap? Do you love Blindspot like it was your first girlfriend? Do you wish this community of artists, writers, and arts professionals would just go to hell? Do you want to toss your underwear in the general direction of our radio station? Well, now is your chance to voice your opinion about our program and have our producers respond to your suggestions and criticisms live on air. Send your love, hate mail, too. P.O. Box 667, Chicago, Illinois 60610. P.O. Box 667, Chicago 60610. By February 26th, and tell Blindspot just where you think we should stick those microphones.